That was A Tribe Called Quest with I Left My Wallet in El Segundo off of the album People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm from the year 1990.
It was really good, Charlie.
1990 is an okay year.
Yeah, that was my firstborn was born that year.
Your firstborn child?
Yes.
What's his name?
Oh, no, I didn't give him a name.
Yeah, he's 1 year younger than Taylor Swift, so he just called her Taylor Jr. for...
Yeah.
Are you sure he's not a horse with no name?
No.
Well played.
Sorry.
Well played. The desert is an ocean that lives underground, though, or something, whatever it's like.
Beautiful lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. So, what's this next song you want to play, Ilya?
Well, okay, so back when I was in high school, I was always, I spoke Spanish much more fluently than I do now.
You want to play High School Never Ends by Bowling for Soup.
Yes, no. So there's this one song called Por Fin by Pablo Alborán.
Okay.
And Por Fin. You said K, right?
So, yeah. This is the extent of my Spanish.
Got you. And I love the song because I was like such a romantic back then. So that's my story for
specifically.
What's
back
it about?
Then.
It's about love.
About love. What is Por Fin is the last time or the end or
yeah?
Okay.
For the end.
Well, let's listen to it and maybe you'll understand it more by listening by knowing Spanish. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO, this is the second hour of Tuesday Talking Points with Zach, Ilya, and I'm Charlie, and this is Pablo Alborán with his song, Por Fin.
¿Qué intenso es esto del amor? ¿Qué garra tiene el corazón? Sí, jamás pensé que sucediera así. Bendita toda conexión entre tu alma y mi voz. Sí, jamás creí que me iba a suceder a mí. Por fin lo puedo sentir. Te conozco y te reconozco que por fin sé lo que es vivir. Con un suspiro en el pecho, con cosquillas por dentro y por fin sé por qué estoy así. Tú me has hecho mejor. Mejor de lo que era y entregaría mi voz a cambio de una vida entera. Tú me has hecho entender que aquí nada es eterno, pero tu piel y mi piel pueden detener el tiempo. Soy capaz de llegar, ya que mi vida está en tus manos y en tu boca. Me he convertido en lo que nunca imaginé. Has dividido en dos mi alma y mi ser, porque una parte va contigo, aunque a veces no lo sepas ver. Por fin lo puedo sentir. Te conozco. Por dentro, por fin sé por qué estoy así. Tú me has hecho mejor, mejor de lo que era. mi voz a cambio de una vida entera. Tú me has hecho entender que aquí nada es eterno, pero tu piel y mi piel pueden detener el tiempo.
Qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots tous les jours, que ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. De tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, pas juré pour la vie. T'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui
Switching over from Spanish to French, there was Edith Piaf with her song La Vie en Rose. Or Le Vie en Rose, if you want the classic English pronunciation. And Ilya, you have another message for us.
Yes. You should all know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Can I see your cell phone, Ilya?
Radio.
Yes, here you go. It doesn't even have a passcode, so you can just, like, open it if you want to.
Oh, no, I'm good.
It's totally within your legal rights, yeah.
I guess I'm not the police, after all.
And I don't have anything to hide on it. I mean, like, I'm pretty boring.
I love how it's like, you have to say this and say this to the cop and then say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know.
Respecting my legal right.
Anyway.
That's great.
Here's Wonderwall.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had.
That was Can't Stand Losing You from The Police's first album, Outlands d'Amour.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
I love. I modeled my life after Stain, which is
how's the bass playing guy?
I can probably play the bass if you handed me a bass.
I don't have a bass to hand you.
I played a bass once.
Once? Ilya, how many times have you played a bass?
Once, and my fingers started bleeding.
Why did you have to play a bass?
Oh, I was just jamming with my friends. When I was younger.
Electric or upright?
Oh, it was electric.
Okay. Your fingers started bleeding?
Yeah, I hadn't... When I was younger, I used to do a lot of instruments. I used to play like the clarinet, the bass clarinet, harmonica, guitar, piano. And like I kind of just like played around. And my friends would always go for hours on end just jamming. And put me on the bass once. And I was like, okay. And my fingers were not used to that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. The weirdest thing when I first picked it up was like I didn't realize how much longer the neck would be. I was like, oh, it's just a guitar with heavier strings. And I was like, oh, no, it's very different.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you pick it up really quickly, and for most songs that I listened to, like the bass line for every single one of those songs was bum 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 repeat.
Yeah, it's so great how it's such a simple instrument, yet it makes a song sound so full.
It makes a song amazing. Like it takes a really, really awful song and makes it better.
Then
182 songs, most Green Day songs, much better with the bass line.
Have you heard Green Day's new album?
I have heard that one song that won't stop playing.
I haven't heard. Is it on the radio? I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah. I just listen to the radio when I drive. I don't really listen to it any other time.
Got you. I recommend it.
What song is that? That's the Revolution Radio is the name of the album, right?
Yeah.
That one song that's called Still Breathing.
That's that one was a good one. I did like that
one a
lot.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's, I think, the one single that everyone keeps playing. I like Green Day. I think they're underrated, actually. I used to think they were overrated.
Well, it's kind of... What's happened is they've come down.
Yeah, exactly. They have. Now they released this wonderful album, and like it's not getting as much attention as it would have back in the days of American Idiot and stuff. But, you know, that's okay.
American Idiot, I think, is actually one of the most important albums of the Knots.
Well, we can give this new album some attention right now.
Oh, that'd be cool.
What song?
Just pick a random one. They're all good.
Still Breathing is the one that plays on the radio all the time.
Well, do you want a different one that doesn't play on the radio all the time?
Yeah, play the one after that on the track list.
Yeah, I agree.
That's explicit.
Dang.
First track? Am I thinking...
Somewhere Now?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, do that one.
What about Bouncing Off the Wall?
That one's also good.
I don't really remember that one, so... Up to you.
Let's do that one.
It's quick, so might as well.
Yeah. This is Bouncing Off the Wall off of the latest Green Day album... Revolution Radio.
Cause we're all bloody freaks and we'll give you
That was Sleater-Kinney with Nightlight off of their album The Woods.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrie Brownstein.
Great.
You put birds on things.
Should we go to another female musician?
Yes.
This is Christine and the Queens off of her self-titled album, her first one in English. She's a French pop musician with her song Tilted.
All right.
Ain't nobody home.
That was Holding On For Life by Broken Bells. Half of Broken Bells is the producer, Danger Mouse, who you may know from being half of the other duo, Gnarls Barkley, with a very famous pop star from his song that I cannot say on the radio. And Zach, that would be?
Rome.
No, it's CeeLo Green. And his song, CeeLo whose Green. Radio version was?
Forget You.
Correct.
I assume is the one you're talking about.
I played that in marching band when I was younger.
Forget You?
Yeah, but you know, it was instrumental, was so who knows what it was.
I once...
With the girl I know, and I'm not forget you.
Boop, boop, I once boop. Made a video of... I think it did for half the song or more than half the song of SpongeBob characters singing that song. Like, I took clips of SpongeBob's characters, muted them, and made them sing it. And it actually worked very well. I think it's on my computer at home. I really should, like,
why,
publish it one day.
What prompted you to do that?
I was just really bored, and I was like, I want to play with some editing stuff.
That's magical.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take this into jazz direction.
All right.
This is D-flat movement off the album Social Music. This is John Batiste.
Stay Human.
Makes you young. play this song. Now you can't help singing along. Even though you never heard it, you keep singing it wrong. This song will keep you grooving. Keep it moving. Play it till it just feels right. I'm glad you hear it. God is speaking to you. That's what they do to you. Ooh, this song's the one. Keep it moving. Play it till it just feels right. God is speaking.
Speaking to you.
That was Stefan Harris and Blackout, a jazz band that I saw in concert in 2009 or 2010 with their album from 2009, Urbanus. And that song was Minor March. Stefan Harris is a vibraphone player.
What's a vibraphone?
A vibraphone, it's sort of like a xylophone, but it has like chimes below like the things that you hit. So it has that kind of more dissipating sound. It's softer.
Yeah.
And so you play it with the four mallets, and this guy was so good.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like 13, 12, 13, so like jazz was not like my thing.
Yeah.
But I love this. It's so good. I have this album. I have this album signed, actually, from that. And before that, we played Esperanza Spalding with her radio song from her Radio Music Society album. And before that, again, we played John Batiste and his song.
And Stay Human.
D flat movement. No, that's not. That's just John Batiste. That's from a solo.
From the album Social Music?
Yeah. Is that Stay Human as well? It's not listed as Stay Human.
It might just be John Batiste. I don't remember.
I went to a Colbert taping, a Late Show with Stephen Colbert taping. And Stay Human's performance before the taping was better than the actual Late Show.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, no, but he played for like 15 minutes and it was, ooh, that whole band is very, very talented. And if you like jazz, or if you like that sort of jazz, it's more sort of free-flowing, up-tempo, sort of pop-ish sounding, check it out, because it's the future of jazz. It's the future of jazz, not like John Lennon in the movie,
John Legend
in the movie La La Land, who says the future of jazz is actually just pop.
Fair to say, the first song they do is jazz. But
everything after,
the song that he wrote for the movie is not jazz.
That is not jazz at all.
Yeah,
Ryan Gosling wrote a song.
John Legend is in La La Land. And we John were actually Legend discussing this in the break.
Keith.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, that's a really hot.
It's
guy,
totally
right?
deserving of Best Picture if it gets it. But so is Moonlight.
Have you seen Manchester by Sea?
No, nor will I.
Just not interested.
Not interested in
too much
in
of a downer.
Depressed Casey Affleck pretending like he's from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Not a fan.
The land of the free.
And the home of the...
Brave.
I was going to say homosexual, but that's
Dunkin' Donuts.
Home of the Dunkin' Donuts. That's fine.
All right, so we teased this earlier.
Here we go.
If you weren't here before, Zach found a record.
Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
It is by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass Band.
Apparently, it's one of the most iconic album covers of all time.
The album cover is a white woman covered in whipped cream.
That is whiter than she is.
Yes, it is, because it is whipped cream. So she's sitting, holding a rose, and naked except for a covering of whipped cream, hiding her modesty.
1965. This was risque stuff in 1965.
This was not. This would be very sketchy today.
You forgot the part that she's sensually licking her finger.
True.
That is covered in whipped cream.
According to the back of the album, a lot has been said about Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, and there's a lot more to be said about them. Their popularity has grown enormously in the 2 years since admirers started shouting "Olé" for the Lonely Bull. Began with the teenagers, we thought, but at the Brass's debut as concert artists in San Francisco, we noticed, to our delight, that it's easier to skin an amoeba than to catalog the typical Tijuana Brass fan. The teens were there, but so were the hippies and the squares, the little old ladies and the screen starlets, the celebrities and those who make them celebrities. In fact, one admirer who looked as though he stepped from a page in Esquire said, "You would think that a lot of these people would be home watching the man who serves the bubbles." We noticed another joyous thing. Herb Alpert was something special. His good looks and sensitivity brought an immediate response from the industry. The word is that Herb Alpert could make stardom in films. The agents, bookers, manager, and publicists picked on Herb and the Brass, and the phone started ringing. Life, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass are in happy harmony. There is a triumphant atmosphere surrounding the Brass today. The pleasure that comes from performing for enthusiasts belongs to them. And so, on behalf of Herb and the Tijuana Brass, we humbly thank you for listening. That's from, this is from 1969, right, Zach?
65.
1965. That was written by A&M Records. Would have been by an intern if they had interns back then. But it was probably written by some unnamed staffer. And what song are we going to play?
We are going to play. So I was Googling this album, and apparently It was one of their traditions that on each album they would do one song in more of a striptease burlesque style. And on this album, they chose to do that song as Love Potion Number 9. So I think we should do the opening track on the B-side of this album, which is Love Potion Number 9.
And that's what we're going to do. Again, from Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass from 1965 on vinyl. The record is Whipped Cream and Other Delights. This track is Love Potion Number 9. And that's it from us here in Studio A at WMFO. For Zach and yes. Ilya.
Yes.
I'm Charlie.
I am Zach.
I am Ilya.
Yes, you guys are. And we're done for the night. And it's 11:59. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. It's about to turn into Wednesday, and we're about to head home. But for you, here's some more music, courtesy of the Automated System. Keep listening. And have a great night.
It's been a good run.
Bye.